very beginning, I would like to announce the happy arrival of His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj, who has come to bless us for the remaining part of our Japa and Kirtan retreat, I understand. So I request you to greet this jewel amongst Vaishnavas by wholeheartedly chanting Gaur Premanandi Hariananda. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for coming to us and being with us. It means a lot for us. Hare Krishna. I want to now congratulate you for your very sincere efforts in chanting extra rounds. It has been a pleasure to see all of you taking so seriously to the chanting of the Maha Mantra for a long amount of time. I was really surprised to see, not surprised, but just very happy to see all of you already at 6 o'clock here, and I could understand that many of you had started already to chant before 6 o'clock and had done a good amount of service. Nam Seva. When we chant, we call this Nam Seva, service to the Holy Name. We give our time, we give our energy in some ways, and we give our concentration. These three elements are comprising seva. We give time, give energy, and we give concentration or affection, something of our feelings into what we do. And you have done excellently well. Maybe at times you were going through what all those who chant extra on their beats or in kirtan with their instruments go through. Maybe at times you have felt that somehow your mind or your inner faculties were shutting off a little bit, that you became a little bit passive, we could say, or you were thinking, my God, what is happening to me? Maybe at times you saw all of a sudden from deep within you sanskaras or impressions. You were thinking of things where you thought, oh, this doesn't belong now here. Or you were seeing things which just came from your life, which you have lived. These all are signs that some purification is going on. When you have a mirror which has not been polished for a long time, and you bring cloth and you polish, then dust will fall off. Something will come off the mirror and it will fall. We say in German, wo immer gereinigt wird, da zeigt sich der Schmutz. Wherever you clean, there the dirt manifests. So this is all very normal and all very much desired in a way. It shows that the process really works, that something is going on and moving inside of you. Srila Prabhupada writes about this chanting more in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, and I feel we should hear this at the end of our 64 rounds practice. I mean, I will say maybe it's not the end for some of you, maybe some of you want to do extra rounds, but I will talk about this in a second. He talks about what helps us really if we want to chant always. Sada is a Sanskrit word. It means not just momentarily or not just for 1 hour, but it means constantly. He tells us what is necessary for a person who wants to chant extra rounds with taste. Would you like to hear this?
Yes.
I think now we are interested. We have chanted extra rounds. We saw that sometimes it was very easy. At other times we had periods where we need to be extra, you know, extra energetic to carry through this period. Please listen carefully. He says, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are teaching our followers to chant the Hare Krishna mantra continuously on beats. Continuously means you just continue to chant fortwährend, always. Then he continues that some of his disciples might be surprised. Wow, we have to always chant on our beats? So he says, even those who are not accustomed to this practice are advised to chant at least 16 rounds on their beats so that they may be trained for this practice. When we would see Srila Prabhupada in the different situations in life, walk, taking his morning walk, being in his room, riding an airplane, sitting in the back of a car, he would always have his beads with him and he would move them. You could see by this, you know, movement of the fingers behind the cloth of the bead bag. He was moving them in his lips were sometimes inaudibly, you couldn't hear it, moving, so you knew he was chanting. And sometimes you would hear a little sound, or you would hear all of a sudden a deep sound, Ram, Ram. Then you would hear nothing for a long time, so on. And it was clear to us, he was continuously chanting on his beats. It was always going on. It never stopped. Just like in a normal person, the breathing never stops. In Prabhupada, the chanting never stopped. I would like to make a little digression. When he came to our temple in central Germany near Frankfurt, I once decided to test him. So when it was known that he took his noon rest, you know, after taking his lunch prasadam, I climbed from outside the wall like Spider-Man and came to the balcony, which was just next to his sleeping room. And I went to the window, which was a little open because it was summer and he wanted fresh air to come in when he was resting. And I looked through the window. He was lying there on his left side, on his bed, and I could look directly into his face and on his mouth. And he was chanting. His eyes were closed, his body was resting, but his soul was glorifying Krishna. And you could see, you could hear this Hare Krishna, sometimes a little louder, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, you know, like this, you would hear. And so Prabhupada says, the 16 rounds each day is meant for us to be trained. Trained for what? Trained for continuous chanting. Now you might ask yourself, how is this possible? I'm already chanting 62 rounds or 4 rounds and I'm happy I made it and I survived it. I will now eat and sleep, you know, to come to my normal self again. And now we learn we should continuously do this. This is a little difficult. It is not if you have the key. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended how this can be done. Trinadapi sunichena taro ivasa vishnuna amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. Only in such a state of mind one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Sada means always. Haridas Thakur says, Nirantara Nama Lahu, chant the Hare Krishna mantra without stopping. When the fever of material illusion decreases and one makes tangible advancement in Krishna consciousness, at such a time one will quickly take shelter at the holy name and in all circumstances of life, always. But when the fever is still there and one thinks, in this world I can be happy with food, sleep, mating, and defending my position so that it's secure and no one will attack me, then one cannot take shelter in the holy name so easily, because one has already taken shelter somewhere else. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has words of encouragement for us at the end of his second work, which we will teach in a future japa retreat, maybe in a few years. It's really advanced stuff. It's called Bhajan Rahasya. He has encouragement for us on our level. He says, O brother, O sister, the holy name never loses potency, either at the stage of practice, you know, when you just practice, or perfection. Therefore, chant the holy name and consider it your sole objective. Do not consider any other means of sadhana. A good way to get more taste for chanting of the holy name is to spend more time with him. And we have done this today, and some of us will continue maybe to do it. But this is the official closure of this part of our of today's retreat. To get taste in doing this, and just such a taste that everything in you just joyfully celebrates when you chant, you need to spend sometimes more time. It's just like with any relationships. Maybe you have a friend, and somehow due to the arrangements of life, your friend has moved to another town or another country or even another continent, and you don't have so much time. And then when you meet him after a long time, you see the relationship is a little bit more distant. You know, after all, you were not together for a few years, maybe. Then what you usually decide is, now we need quality time. Do you sometimes have this with friends? You say, we need quality time. In this time, you are together with a friend, and as you are together, you somehow access deeper and ever deeper levels of your friendship. would like to give you an example. I have many very, very advanced God brothers, and some of them are very kind to me. But when we meet after a long time, we are a little shy. We ask ourselves such platitudes as, how is your health, Maharaj? This is now for us old guys. It used to be, where do you come from at the moment? But now it's a new age group, you know, we are the gray-haired old ones. We don't ask any longer, what did you do last, or where do you come from, you know. We ask, how is your health? Because everyone thinks about his health and when you become old. No? But as we stay longer together, we open up, we ask, can you please tell me a little bit how it was when you saw Srila Prabhupada the first time, or can you tell me if Prabhupada gave you a personal instruction? I'd like to benefit it. Or sometimes when we are even staying longer, we ask a question which we usually conceal, we hide it, no one should know it. We ask, can you just maybe tell me, I'm doing this now for a long time, what is your secret advice to make advancement? What do you do to go deeper in your spiritual life? Please tell me, I need some practical inspirations. And then we talk about this level and deeper and deeper and deeper levels. It comes in time. You can't expect when you just meet after a long time, bang, that immediately everything is the deepest conversation possible. It's the same with the holy name. When you feel a little distant, or when you felt during this 64 rounds day that, it was sometimes difficult, you need to spend extra time. And I have a few suggestions how to do it. One suggestion is when it's the 11th day after the full moon. That means Ekadasi. So am I correct? Is it after or before? What? One is after and one is before. When it's Ekadasi, you know, these two times it happens in the month. Just make an extra effort to chant more. Get up a little bit earlier. Maybe skip breakfast or do just drink a green smoothie, no entanglement, and just chant more. Or you could invite friends to your home and sing together. Let's sing, friends. And then you sing with your friends. Or what you could do is you could take a nice recording of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You know, some nice musical piece with nice bhajan, good ojashvi bhajan, and you can play it in your tape recorder or your MP3 recorder and dance. Why not? Be a little ecstatic. In these or other ways, you could spend more time with the holy name, and in this way access deeper levels of nam ruchi or taste in the holy name. Or you could do what you have done. Come to the many japa retreats or kirtan events which are celebrated all over the country. There are many facilitators who give such retreats. Come and refresh your relationship with the holy name. And don't forget, while you do this, the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to chant longer amounts of time, practice humility and tolerance and being respectful towards others. And then you will see there is no ego between you and the holy name. The ego had his meltdown by the practice of humility and tolerance and giving respect, then it's easy. Ultimately, the reason why we sometimes don't have taste is our ego, our material identity, who wants to be the enjoyer. And when you all of a sudden sit down and just have to praise someone else and you, Krishna, and you say, no, no, it's enough, enough, enough. Don't go too far with this, you know. 4 rounds or 16 rounds. That's enough, 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 enough. Then you have given Krishna something, you know. The rest is for you, you know. 2 hours out of a day for Krishna is already more than he can expect. You know, you feel like this because the ego is there and wants to be fed. And therefore, there is sometimes when we chant a feeling of discomfort. Where does this discomfort come from? Who is discomfortable here? It's the ego, who understands, my God, I'm being moved out of the center here. This is not at all my plan. I have to plan against this coup, you know, this revolution against my reign. But whatever it is, Krishna has heard you today. Krishna heard Ajamil. He chanted and meant someone else. Krishna has heard you and he has for sure said this person who chanted in the summer on the island of Ish, he is definitely belonging to my group. He's my man or my I don't know how Krishna says my lady, but I don't know how, my devotee, she is my devotee. You know, Krishna is noticing. So, this is the, as far as the facilitated 64 rounds day, we have now organized that there is a pause so that you can take prasadam, rest maybe, walk a little bit, sleep a little bit, do everything you need to maintain your body and mind. We will meet again at latest at 7 o'clock. We will hear something about Prabhupada and his relationship to the Holy Name. It's called Srila Prabhupada's Faith in the Holy Name. It's very something. those of you who feel, oh, I just don't like this to stop now, you are most, of course, very much invited to chant a little bit. Keep Bhanunandini's advice, please, to not sit too long in the sun. The sun is very strong here, especially when you sit close to the water. It's good, I hear, you know, after 4:30 it's good to sit next to the water. The sun again is very nourishing. Yeah, that is one thing. And yeah, so you can chant more. As you see, I'm leaning in this direction. I cannot bring myself to say stop chanting now. I just it doesn't come over my lips. What can I do? So let me just look to everything is clear. Okay, is there something? Have I said it correctly? At 7 o'clock, we meet again. Until that time, we thought we let everything a little bit open. Gaurahari has given his tune in sessions, and Ojasvi has done his 4 hours of beautiful kirtan. So now is time at your disposal to do what you wish. But at 7 o'clock, it would be very good if you are here punctually. I thank you very much. I wish you a very good noon prasadam, a strong appetite, and of course you can talk now.